5, Scene 1. Jessica and Lorenzo sat in the garden together. It was night and the moon was in the sky. "What a night for lovers," Lorenzo said. On a night like this, young Lorenzo promised he loved a girl so much that he won her heart and made lots of promises to her. "And not one of them was true," Jessica laughed. On a night like this, beautiful Jessica said mean things about her husband, but he forgave her, Lorenzo replied. "Someone is coming," Jessica said.
"Who is there?" Lorenzo asked.
"A friend. Portia is coming home. She will be here in the morning."
"Has Bassanio come home yet?" the messenger asked.
"No, he hasn't. We haven't heard from him. We must go in and get everything ready for Portia."
"Wait, who is over there?" Lorenzo said.
"It is Lancelot," Lancelot shouted.
"Stop shouting. I can hear you," Lorenzo said.
"Bassanio is on his way home. He will be here before the morning," Lancelot said.
"We have to hurry and get everything ready.
Lancelot, go and tell the servants what is going on and send out the musicians," Lorenzo said. The messenger and Lancelot left Jessica and Lorenzo in the garden. The musicians came out and started to play. Jessica and Lorenzo sat in the garden and listened to the music play. The messenger and Lancelot left Jessica and Lorenzo in the garden. The musicians came out and started to play. Jessica and Lorenzo sat in the garden and listened to the music play. The moon went behind a cloud and Portia and Nerissa came back to the house.
"There is light in the hall. The light can be seen a long way away at night," Portia said as they walked down the hill.
"If the moon was out, we wouldn't be able to see the light in the hall," Nerissa said.
"I can hear music, can you?" Portia asked.
"It's coming from your house. It's your musicians playing," Nerissa replied.
"Music sounds much better in the night than it does in the day," Portia said.
"That is because it is quiet everywhere at night," Nerissa replied. They walked down to the gate.
"The moon doesn't look like it is going to come out again," Portia said. The music had stopped.
"That's Portia's voice," Lorenzo said.
"Damn, he knows it is me because of my voice," Portia said.
"Welcome home," Lorenzo cried as he walked towards the two women.
"Are our husbands home?" Portia asked.
"No, not yet, but they will be here soon," Lorenzo replied.
"Nerissa, go and tell the servants that no one is to say we have been away. You must promise to keep it a secret too, Lorenzo and Jessica," Portia said.
"Here they come now," Lorenzo said.
"We won't tell anyone."
The moon came out from behind the clouds.
"It is almost like it was day, not night," Portia said.
"We'll have to call it day if you keep walking around like this at night," Bassanio said as he walked into the garden.
"Welcome home. I missed you.
I never want you to be unhappy because of me," Portia said as she ran to Bassanio and hugged him. Nerissa and Graciano hugged and went to talk in a corner of the garden.
"I missed you too. I want you to meet my friend Antonio. He is the man who I owe everything to," Bassanio said.
"Yes, you do. It was because of you he needed saving," Portia replied.
"I was more than happy to pay the price," Antonio said.
"Welcome. I am very happy to meet you," Portia smiled. Graciano suddenly started shouting.
"I swear I gave my ring to a messenger at the court. I haven't lied to you," he cried.
"What is the matter?" Portia asked.
"The ring that Nerissa gave me, it said, 'Love me and never give me away' on it," Graciano replied. You promised to wear it until the day you died. But you gave it to a messenger? The boy won't ever grow a beard, Nerissa cried.
He will if he lives to be a man, Graciana replied.
If a woman can live to be a man, said Nerissa.
I swear I gave it to a boy. He was as tall as you. He begged me for the ring instead of money.
I couldn't say no, Graciana replied.
How could you give away the ring your wife gave you? You promised not to give it away. You have upset her. I would be so angry if I were her, Portia said.
Bassanio was a little worried. He was thinking what to say to Portia when Graciano spoke.
Bassanio gave his ring away too. He gave it to the lawyer. The lawyer wanted it instead of money. He saved Antonio and he deserved the ring. The boy helped the lawyer, so he deserved my ring, Graciano told Portia.
What ring did you give the lawyer? Portia asked.
The one you gave to me. I don't have it anymore.
It is gone, Bassanio sighed.
Just like your heart. I won't come near you until you have the ring back, Portia cried.
Please, Portia, I know you are angry. The lawyer was a good man. He saved Antonio and me. I didn't want to give him the ring, but he only wanted the ring and my gloves. I couldn't say no to him, Bassanio said.
If you loved me, you wouldn't have given the ring away.
Nerissa is right. I bet some woman has the ring, Portia cried.
I promise you, the lawyer has it, not a woman. We tried to give him 3,000 ducats, but he only wanted the ring.
He saved Antonio's life.
What else could I do? Bassanio asked.
Well then, if you gave the lawyer the ring, then you would give him anything. Watch me closely, or else you might find the lawyer in your bed, Portia said.
And the messenger will be in yours, Nerissa told Graciano.
Fine, but if I see him, I will kill him, Graciano replied.
This is all my fault, Antonio sighed.
You are still welcome in my house, Portia replied.
Portia, please have mercy. If you forgive me, I promise I will never break another promise to you ever again, Bassanio begged.
I signed a contract to die for Bassanio's happiness. The man who has your ring saved my life.
I will sign a contract for my soul that says Bassanio will never break a promise to you again, Antonio said, as he gently took Portia's hand.
You save him again.
Give him this ring and tell him to look after it better than the last one, Portia said.
Bassanio, promise to never take off this ring. You won't sell it, give it away, or lose it, Antonio said to his friend.
That's the ring I gave the lawyer, Bassanio cried.
He gave it to me. Forgive me.
I slept with him for this ring, Portia said.
Forgive me, Graciano. I slept with the messenger to get your ring back, Nerissa said as she gave Graciano his ring.
What?
Graciano asked as he looked at the ring.
Here, you will all be shocked.
Read this letter. It is from Dr. Bellario. Read the letter. It will tell you that I was the lawyer and that Nerissa was the messenger. We went to Venice. Lorenzo will tell you we went away and only just came back. We tricked Shylock and saved Antonio.
There is more. Read the letter.
Antonio, not all your ships were lost. 3 came back. They were full of money for you, Portia said. She held out the letter for the men to read.
I don't know what to say, Antonio smiled.
You were the lawyer? Bassanio asked.
You were the messenger? Graciano asked.
Portia, you have given me my life and money. My ships are not all lost. My friends are safe, Antonio said as he read the letter.
Well,
"Lorenzo, there is good news for you too," Portia said.
"Oh, yes. I will give him the good news for nothing," Nerissa said.
She took out the letter from Shylock and gave it to Lorenzo. "When Shylock dies, everything he owns will be yours."
"What wonderful news! You are both very good," Lorenzo replied.
"It is nearly morning. There is more that you will want to know. We need to show Antonio the house. Then you can ask us anything you like. We will tell you everything that you want to know," Portia said.